mutable port of entry, port of call, cargo and ship. Where can we go without you? Where can we be? Anarchic borderland patrolled by piercing, tattoo, shawl, veil, collar, earlock and dreadlock, ventriloquist of genes, vector of history, the agonizing stage on which the anorexic girl performs clay, dreaming spirit, dreaming clay, at one and the same time, pleasure dome and torture chamber, prisoner and cell wall through which the prisoner taps out a message to the prisoner in the next cell who taps his message back through the wall that's separating links. Even the gods and the dead are inconceivable without you. White-vested specter, tenuous air, but oh, as to embrace me she inclined, O bosom of Abraham, the whole world in his hands, propitiations and provisions all assume you. Wine jars, jewels and honey cakes, baubles and trinkets in the Sun King's tomb. My addle-brained Aunt Tilly saying after the funeral that she just couldn't let them close the casket till she'd placed a golf ball in her husband's hand. Because my Amos, you know, he always had such a thing for golf. And yes, I mocked her. What did I know about you then? I whispered in my brother's ear, thank God she didn't have a thing for cottage cheese. I mocked her, and you took your own sweet time to get revenge. Nearly three decades later, when I saw how the embalmers had slicked back my brother's hair, and it wasn't him. It just wasn't him, and I too wouldn't let them close the casket till I tried to palm the hair down over his forehead the way he kept it, as if the frigid skin would somehow thereby become less frigid if I got it right. Death's feed bag, mother load of yearning, salve and sore. Even the worst there is to suffer seems in my ignorance of it to be no less precious. And though it does no good to ask you this, I ask it anyway. Keep me and those I love with you in safety for a long time yet. Steer clear of the hidden reef you also are, who are at once the fire eating the wood, and the wood that burning eats the fire.